Orange County Power Authority, The Perfect Crime. Commentary. Orange County Power Authority arrived on the scene promising to deliver astounding amounts of uber-clean electricity to consumers it switched, without consumers' knowledge, from Southern California Edison into its own clean energy program. A simple review identifies OCPA can't even provide half of what it claims. All Californians throughout the state receive the same mix of energy from California's electric grid, the giant transmission towers and spiderweb of wires that span over the state and help deliver power from disparately located power plants. Power flowing onto the grid is produced by a combination, or mix, of what is known as base load electricity and intermittent electricity. OCPA's misdirection takes root here. Overpromising, underdelivering. California's electric grid cannot function without a steady supply of electricity from base load resources flowing over its wires. Base load includes gas-fired, coal-fired, nuclear, geothermal, and large hydroelectric power plants. Base load power is the foundation of California's economy. Without it, California's electric grid would destabilize into immediate blackout. Accordingly, our grid operates with the following variables. A given amount of steady and reliable base load generation is required each day, throughout the day, depending on projected electricity demand for the state, including reactive power. Second, grid operators accommodate or allow intermittent energy onto the electric grid in accordance with Sacramento Law, AB 32, which encompasses the regulations for California's clean energy rollout, the Renewable Portfolio Standard. Unlike base load, the electricity produced by intermittent resources changes from moment to moment with wind speed and sunlight, and wreaks havoc for the electric grid's primary need balance of input electricity supply with California's electricity demand. That balance also changes moment to moment, such as if you turn on an oven, or your neighbor switches off a pool pump. When you see a windmill or solar panel, you know a gas-fired power plant or coal plant somewhere is ready to step in and produce additional electric power for the grid in an instant. The reality is renewable power requires a lot of base load-type generation to hold its hand, a requirement that OCPA recently failed to satisfy when lining up inadequate supplies of backup generation, earning itself a $2 million fine from California regulators. A second compounding issue for solar power is the timing of its production. Rather than arriving to the grid as a steady supply over a 24-hour period, solar arrives in a giant wave. Every day. That wave dwarfs California's energy demand because much of the solar power cannot be consumed when it arrives. The following image shows the daily arrival of this disruptive supply that must be addressed before the grid goes into an imbalanced condition where energy supply exceeds energy demand, causing a blackout. California's grid operators regularly order solar farms to stop sending much of their power to the grid, or order less of it. Nevada and Arizona are periodically paid to take California's oversupply in a costly practice known as negative pricing. All of these measures, which keep that oversupply of solar off the grid where it would cause a blackout and damage the system, are what the electric industry refers to as curtailment. Each of these cost OCPA money, your money in the form of higher electricity prices. OCPA claims battery storage cures intermittency and curtailment ills by storing excess power for use as desired, but regulatory data shows batteries barely dent the state's energy picture. This is not to disregard batteries' short lives, loss of charging ability, and associated human rights violations in poor countries that mine for rare elements that are in limited supply, required to make the batteries based on today's technology, all of it pointing to blackouts. Renewables buried pollution. Even if newly developed battery technology eventually solves storage issues, where do OCPA and the rest of California find several million acres for all of the wind and solar, plus twice that acreage for dedicated battery charging? The wind does not always blow in the new energy world. When electricity shortages arrive with a Green New Deal type system that does not properly function, OCPA's touted Basic Choice products at parity with Edison prices will skyrocket, putting a decidedly different perspective on the agency's simplistic view of the market. An example of the coming impracticality is easy to consider. Closure of Diablo Canyon Nuclear Plant, scheduled for 2024 and 2025, would require a wind farm occupying approximately 500,000 acres to replace the nuclear plant's electricity output. Add another 1 million plus acres for dedicated battery charging. Where is that land? What about required land for windmills and solar farms after all of California's other power plants are dismantled? There is discussion of placing these resources off of the coast. None of this is to disregard the pollution and mining associated with manufacturing OCPA's solar panels and windmills, in addition to end-of-life disposal issues. What happens to that waste? Windmill blades have a life expectancy of about 20 years, then they are often simply buried in landfills. Windmill blades are made of fiberglass and do not decompose, a legacy for future generations. California's electricity outlook is unstable as the state races toward a future that is anything but renewable or environmentally sensitive, a future increasingly reliant on intermittent wind and solar generation. Governor Newsom and President Biden are undermining electric reliability and stability with policies that support retirement of base load type gas and coal power plants needed when the power from clean intermittent renewables declines. Part 3 of this series pulls back the curtain on OCPA's renewable energy products, revealing the extent of its unfulfillable promises and the wasted money for shell games that leave the community no better off. Footnotes. Municipal utilities such as Los Angeles Department of Water and Power operate their own transmission systems. In 2020, LADWP's reported renewable energy content included in its overall energy mix was 36.7%, slightly higher than California's 33.09% of the state's total energy mix. Wind farms are experiencing wind droughts. Fortune, September 16, 2021, the UK went all in on wind power. Here's what happens when it stops blowing, by Sophie Meller. https://fortune.com/2021/09/16/-u-k-went-all-in-on-wind-power-never-image-hyphen-wind-power-never-image-hyphen-wind-power-never-image-hyphen-never-image-hyphen-never-hyphen-image-hyphen-would-hyphen-one-hyphen-day-hyphen-stop-hyphen-blowing. OCPA Board Chair Mike Carroll at April 5, 2022 board meeting, but I just wanted to say what really jumped out at me, other than all the detail and the sheer breadth of the fact that we're going to be, or that we are, the greenest or one of the greenest electric providers in the nation, which is really fun as that rolls off the tongue. Diablo Canyon Nuclear Plant is scheduled to close in 2024 and 2025. There is discussion about possibly delaying those dates. However, such an arrangement is complex, time-consuming, and involves multiple parties with differing agendas.